Colombia is Washington's closest ally in South America, and it's holding a presidential election this Sunday. If the opinion polls are right, the U.S. may soon be dealing with a Colombian leader who is unusual, to put it mildly. He is the son of Lithuanian immigrants, a mathematician and intellectual, who became famous for mooning an auditorium full of raucous university students. NPR's Juan Ferrero has his story from Bogota.
Antanas Mocos still gets asked about it, how he bared his backside. Sitting in the backseat of a car speeding to his latest campaign event, he recalled how he was a university rector in 1993, and the students just wouldn't let him speak.
When they did not, a very strong emotion, very complex emotion, generated a drive.
So, Mocos explained, he dropped his pants. But Mocos, also a philosopher, found meaning in what he did.
When I was mooning the students, I felt two extreme feelings.
One was that he was under the student's spell. The other is that he strongly rejected their rowdy behavior. It worked. The auditorium immediately grew silent. Mocos then lost his job, but he became a phenomenon. That led to two colorful terms as mayor of Bogota. He occasionally wore a spandex suit and became super citizen. That was to badge residents of this famously chaotic capital to respect private property and each other. Mocos helped turn Bogota around, reducing homicides by half, attacking corruption, improving horrendous traffic. At campaign rallies, Mocos can be a showman. He'll open up by jumping up and down on stage, revving up the crowd like a rock star. He campaigns with two former Bogota mayors and his running mate, Sergio Fajardo, once mayor of Medellin. The idea is to project technocratic competence and to separate himself from Colombia's current president, Álvaro Uribe. Uribe's popular here for cornering Marxist rebels, a feat carried out with billions in U.S. aid. But Uribe's administration has also been marked by scandal. Carlos Arias, a businessman, attended a recent Mocos rally and liked what he saw.
Por la ciudad nueva, renovación, es cambio.
Arias says Mocos brings new ideas, renovation, change. Weeks ago, polls showed that Uribe's presumptive heir, former defense minister Juan Manuel Santos, would win big. And then Mocos skyrocketed, thanks in part to a youth movement spreading the word on Facebook. Now the outcome is anybody's guess. That despite the fact that Mocos is a little bit strange, as he himself put it. He wears an Amish-style beard, quotes Kierkegaard and Nietzsche. Mocos is also hard to pin down ideologically. He recalled that as mayor, he privatized utilities, trimmed bureaucracy, strengthened the police. He also raised taxes and increased social spending.
It's like taking the best idea of the Republicans and the best ideas of the Democrats and making a sort of adapted mixture.
A theater full of women give Mocos a big welcome on a recent night. He then sat on stage next to a giant pencil to stress how he'll focus on improving education. Mocos then led them in a chant, "United, we're stronger." But Mocos directed them to keep it quiet. That way, he said, they wouldn't scare away passers-by and instead attract attention and support. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Bogota, Colombia.
You're listening to All Things Considered.